The place of the tzaddik is referred to as Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. There's a pasuk, tzaddikim yirshu eretz. Tzaddikim inherit the land. Be'ara kadisha mistakna kola begav nachra. In Eretz Yisrael, everything is rectified differently than in Chutz Loretz. Dehoklipo takifo itbaras me'ahu asar. Because over the entire Eretz Yisrael, there is no powerful klipa that's able to rule over there because of the fact that the powerful klipas are broken. And now the Zohar HaKadosh goes on to say that above Eretz Yisrael, heavenward, there is Yesh Pesach Echod Godoil. There is one large opening, Uporoiches Prusolov, and there's a curtain spread out over it. V'Sovav Pesach Zeh, surrounding that opening, Yesh Shivim Psochim Shel Shivim Umois. There are 70 openings of the 70 nations. However, over Eretz Yisrael, there is no angel that rules over Eretz Yisrael. We know that each one of the 70 nations has an angel representing them in the heavenly court, but Eretz Yisrael, Hashem himself is the one who represents Eretz Yisrael. This opening over Eretz Yisrael, on top of Eretz Yisrael, was open so long as the Jewish people were serving Hashem properly. However, as a result of the sins that Klal Yisrael committed, all the forces of Tumah from all four sides of Eretz Yisrael united and sealed and closed that large opening in heaven above Eretz Yisrael. It's brought that the Shefa that flows down from heaven to the world comes down via that opening, and all of our mitzvahs and all of our tefillahs and all the karbonos, the reach, the sweet aroma of them, rises up via that opening. As soon as the klipa, the forces of Tumah, are able to close up that opening, the forces of Tumah, the forces of klipa, are able to rule over Bnei Israel. However, the imkoldo, even though the forces of Tumah were able to succeed in pushing us, the Jewish people, out of Eretz Yisrael, lav asreihu. Eretz Yisrael does not become their place. They are not able to establish any permanent residence in Eretz Yisrael. And the Kedusha, the Shechina, leaves so that the forces of Tumah should not be able to attach itself to the Shechina and draw power from there. Hashem places a covering over that opening of a thin curtain. As it says, Uporsu Olav Beged Klil Techeles. When the Mishkan was traveling, they would take the Oroin, the holiest vessels of the Mishkan, and cover it up with a covering made of Techeles. And that represents Mechitza, a barrier between the Shekhinah, between heaven, and between Eretz Yisrael. When it's in this state, it's not in its full strength. Now, l'mehevah ravois kutcha, that there should be a flow of holiness in Eretz Yisrael, like there was during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that's not possible. Tohahu choyfor kli shochid, because that thin covering is there, blocking, which constricts the light of the Shekhinah. It doesn't allow the light of the Shekhinah to come down fully the way it once did. This covering is blocking that opening from the klipos being able to take any type of control. So this is how the Zohar HaKadosh describes what happened when Eretz Yisrael was in its state of perfection. There was this great opening over Eretz Yisrael by which Shefa would flow downward and all of our mitzvahs and tefillahs and korbanos would flow upward. When we committed sins, when they were pigamim, the forces of Tumah try to move in and take advantage. And in order to block them, Hashem places this thin covering over there, this Prisa Kalisha, which on one hand doesn't allow a full flow of Shefa in Eretz Yisrael. It's a separation, but at the same time, it's a security not to allow the powerful forces of Klipa to be able to do damage and harm Eretz Yisrael.